live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Wednesday edition of Q&A. Got a really fun show for you today. We're going to start out talking about the Phoenix Symphony with our friend Vicki Paris Goodman. She'll be reviewing two Phoenix Symphony concerts. And then after the news break with Link, we'll be hearing, or with me, actually. And then at the bottom of the hour, we'll chat with actress, choreographer, and dance school owner-operator Lexi Niekamp. She'll be here to talk about her role in the new Prescott Center for the Arts main stage production, Secrets of a Soccer Mom. Now, if you went to the Harkins Theater last night to see The Matrix, part of their Tuesday Night Classic series, you're obviously a fan of Keanu Reeves. Well, he's got a new movie coming out. It opens, I believe, Thursday night, maybe Friday, at the Harkins 14, but either way, it does open this weekend. It's called Replicas. It's about what happens after Reeves, in the first scene of the movie, loses his family in a terrible accident. The other movies opening up this weekend include On the Basis of Sex. That is the story of the almost idyllic marriage of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg and her husband, portrayed by Armie Hammer. Felicity Jones portrays Ginsburg. Those two pretty much equally shared roles on her way up the legal ladder. The Upside, the comedy drama featuring Kevin Hart and Bryan Cranston, that was based on a French movie in 2011 called The Intouchables, became an international sensation. And then the other new film opening this weekend at the Harkins is the family comedy drama A Dog's Way Home. So bring plenty of tissue for that. And when you attend movies at the Harkins and you're a member of Harkins Rewards or you're about to join, be sure to add in your popcorn points, which for a one-time fee of only $30 gives you 30 free medium, not small, medium popcorns for this year with your movie visits. Now, the way that breaks down over the course of a year with your one-time $30 fee, that means each of those medium popcorns effectively costs $1. And that's a lot of popcorn. And you know how pricey concession stand popcorn can be. And the Harkins popcorn is really good, by the way. So if you're going to join Harkins Rewards, make sure you add in your popcorn points. Hey, speaking of the Harkins, if you're a big fan of the rock band Queen, you'll want to show up this weekend. They are screening twice on Saturday and I believe twice on Friday at 1 p.m. and 6:30. They're going to show Bohemian Rhapsody with a sing-along. I understand the lyrics will be projected on the screen, and you can sing right along with the band Queen and the rest of the theater goers. That is this weekend at the Harkins 14. As always, check your local listings. So we've got Vicki Paris Goodman just around the corner, ready to step right in on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live around the world at KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Business with a handshake. We've all done it. Don't risk your business and your personal life. Business owners open themselves to liability every day with their customers, their employees, their vendors, and even the public. Do it right and protect yourself and call Men Love Law. I'll help reduce the risk through proper setup and planning. Mention this ad and receive a free consultation. Don't put your business or your family at risk from frivolous lawsuits any longer. Call today at 772-5494 or visit us on the web at menlovelaw.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Happy New Year, everybody. I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers
from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And, of course, we want to wish everyone a Happy New Year.
You said that already.
Okay, well, how about warm wishes for a wonderful winter?
What?
Don't make me say it again. I think I hurt my tongue.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
Call Gettle's High Desert Mechanical and start the new year with a new furnace. Now offering plumbing repair and service. Don't settle. Get Gettle's. In the Prescott area, call 772-2751.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
It's 2:07 and it's Music and Symphony Review time. We have Vicki Paris Goodman in the studio. What are we talking about today, Vicki?
Well, I'm going to promo the January concerts of the Phoenix Symphony Orchestra here.
Vicki, can you tap your microphone, please? Let's try that. Try it again. Okay, now you can speak into it. Actually, not really. Let me try this mic here.
Here, try that one there.
Oh, okay.
That should extend over. Let me turn that one on. Okay, let's try that.
Is that good?
I believe that's better, yeah.
Okay. Things are falling. Okay. Let me move myself around. Yeah. Yes, Phoenix Symphony Orchestra concerts in Prescott. And in January, there are two. So the Yavapai Symphony Association's promotion will have to do with purchasing tickets for both concerts. But I wanted to tell you a little first a little bit about the two concerts coming up.
Mm-hmm.
This is January 13th and January 27th, 2 weeks apart, both on Sunday afternoons at Yavapai College Performing Arts Center. And these are going to be very, very good concerts. I was just looking at them before coming in. The one on the 13th is all American composers, not contemporary. They're going to be doing the Grand Canyon Suite by Ferdy Groffay, which is really classical music's tribute to the state of Arizona. And Groffay was an interesting guy. He was a jazz pianist, but he's known for composing works that highlight the best of America's landscape and geography and states. And the Grand Canyon Suite is definitely his most popular work, and so they're doing that. There will be no soloist at that concert. These are all orchestral works. The second one will be the Symphony No. 2 by Charles Ives. He was a church organist, among other things. And that should be interesting because Ives' style was a little different from most of the classical composers. So that'll be great. And then the Barber Second Essay for Orchestra. Barber, I was reading up about him. His family wanted him to be an athlete, you know, a real kind of guy's guy,
mm-hmm.
Specifically a football player. Wound up loving music when he was 9 years old, wrote a note to his mother saying, "I hope you won't be mad at me. I couldn't tell you this in you know, face to face, but I really want to be a musician, and I think a composer, and I've already written some pieces." You know, it goes, oh, he's so cute, so cute. Anyway, that'll be the Second Essay for Orchestra. My favorite thing of Barber's is the Adagio for Strings. It is one of the most beautiful pieces ever written, mm-hmm. in my opinion. Anyway, this will not be the Adagio for Strings, but it'll be one of his essays for orchestra. This is going to be a fantastic concert conducted by a guest conductor, Matthew Casper. And then the concert on the 27th will be all Mozart and Schubert, both Austrian composers. And they were both very short-lived. People know that about Mozart, maybe not so much about Schubert. And both extremely prolific for their 30-something years that they lived. They were both, they just wrote so many works.
And this is being performed where?
This is at Yavapai College Performing Arts Center. And there will be a soloist for that concert on the 27th, a soprano from Arizona named Caitlin Johnson. By all accounts, I was reading some reviews of her online. By all accounts, she's got quite a career ahead of her. She's supposed to be, she's supposed to have just a wonderful operatic voice, but also a personality, to make her a wonderful performer. So I can't wait, for that one. And she will be playing in the final four of six pieces. So this will be relatively short pieces. Two Mozart symphonies for orchestra to start, and then a Mozart piece for voice, and then three Schubert pieces for voice. So that'll be on the 27th. And that will be conducted by the Phoenix Symphony's usual conductor, Tito Munoz, who's a wonderful man. He's very funny and a lot of personality. Audiences just love him. So two great concerts coming up in January. And the promotion from the Yavapai Symphony Association for these concerts is if you buy tickets to both concerts, both the January 13th and January 27th concerts, you'll get $10 off your purchase for each of the for any tickets you buy for those. So if you were to buy two tickets for each, you'd get $20 back. So that's the promotion, and I would really encourage people to attend both of those concerts.
When you look at the listings of the shows coming up, the performances coming up, what are you paying more attention to? The piece that's going to be performed, or the people performing it?
I think in the case of the Phoenix Symphony especially, it's the pieces being performed. But honestly, I don't even care. If somebody offers me a couple of, you know, free tickets to the Phoenix Symphony, I don't even look at what they're playing. I just go. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I look at it because I have to come here and talk to you about it. I get to come here and talk to you about it.
That's the way to do it. There you go.
But honestly, I don't care. I just want to hear the concert.
You know, perhaps this question is better saved for Daryl Rauter, because I saw his conducting Handel's Messiah.
Oh, that was wonderful.
That was wonderful. At the Yavapai College Performing Arts Center. Now, Daryl was here explaining in detail how he put that whole thing together. And one thing that got me, I noticed during the production, and I think my count is correct, I think there were 19 violinists and 120 choral members on the stage. And the number of people you assign to each piece of that performance, is this dictated by the work and the composer or by the conductor?
I'm not sure, actually. I don't think it makes that big a difference how many, if this is what you're asking, how many choral members there are. Mm-hmm. I know they have to have all of the parts covered,
sure,
but there are many singers on each part, you know, alto, soprano, tenor, whatever. So, yeah, I'm not sure. Probably there's a lot of conductor discretion on that.
It was funny because during the chat, Daryl was saying, so I have so many B's, T's, A's, and S's. I'm going, whoa.
Oh.
Then it dawns on me, okay, bass, tenor, alto, soprano. Okay, now I get it. Okay.
Well, was it bass or baritone?
Baritone.
Yeah.
There we go, probably baritone.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Could be
exactly.
Bass.
Exactly, yeah. See?
Yeah.
But it took me back to my seventh grade music class, like, whoa, because they were, you know, organizing us in the groups by voice. So let me ask you this about performing, since you are a violinist, correct?
Yes.
We've mentioned how fussy musicians tend to be about their instruments, and deservedly so. Could you pick up someone else's violin and play it well, or could they pick up yours and play it well?
I think so. The only thing I can think of that might make a difference is the strings come down toward the player from the can't even think of what the name, the scroll.
The scroll
at the end of the violin.
Sure.
To, you know, toward the chin of the player. And, near the chin of the player, the strings kind of go over something called the bridge. And then they connect back to the instrument.
Mm-hmm.
And if the bridge isn't shaped exactly, the same on each violin, there could be a little bit of a problem trying to go from string to string without playing on two strings when you don't want to. But other than that, I can't really see that it would be too much of a problem, especially if that other violin is a Stradivarius or a Guarnerius. Hey, I don't care if I sound good on it.
Why are those so legendary?
They don't know in the case of Stradivari. People have duplicated the shape, no problem. But they think there's something with the way he treated the wood or the varnish he used. It was like a secret recipe, like for Coca-Cola.
Mm-hmm.
He did something that no one has figured out. And then there are others like Guarnieri and Amati and a few other, Viome, a French luthier who made mm-hmm. violins back around the same time, I think. Who also made outstanding instruments, but nobody seems to have quite duplicated the sound quality that you get from a Strad. And that's why they're worth millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
That's why most musicians who play on them can't afford to buy one. And
yeah.
so they have
a patron?
Yes, thank you. Who actually owns the instrument and loans it to promising, or already proven, musicians
mm-hmm.
to play on for as long as they want to in most cases. And so, you know, you have these Stradivari instruments that are fantastic. Did I ever tell you the story about the Stradivarius cello? Okay, Ron Leonard, who is the principal cellist in the L.A. Philharmonic. They were out in the parking lot near the Dorothy Chandler before the orchestra played in the Disney Concert Hall, which
mm-hmm.
is just a few years old.
Yeah.
So they're out in the parking lot after a rehearsal, and he's out there talking to another musician, gets back in his car, backs up over the cello, the Stradivarius cello. You think Stradivari violins are worth a fortune?
Oh
the cellos.
My.
Forget the violins, the cellos, which he made far fewer of. Yes, the Stradivari cellos are worth the most of all. Anyway, he knew what he was doing before he did too much damage to the instrument, and fortunately was able to be 100% completely repaired.
Oh.
But can you imagine?
He probably wanted to
kill himself.
Where would you take it to repair it?
Oh, let's see, what was it called? There was a... forget the name, but there was a very good man in L.A. who used to work on violins and cellos, and he might still be around. Yeah,
you know,
he's the one.
You mentioned the Disney Concert Hall. I took my sweetie on a grand tour of L.A. last year for the first time, and she wasn't familiar with L.A., so we come out of the subway station at Grand Park, and I point straight ahead, and I go, look at that. And she goes, did a sheet metal factory explode? I said, no, that's the Frank Gehry design. And the more you look at it, the more you're impressed by it, because it seems to reflect the sweeping sounds that come out of an orchestra. I think it's magnificent myself.
It is. I've actually played on that stage.
Have you really?
I have, more than once, a couple of times. Yeah,
wow.
I used to play as a child, or not even as a child, kind of very young adult, teenager, in the California Junior Philharmonic. And they used to routinely ask us back as alumni to play in their mm-hmm. Benefit concert every 10 years or so. And I'd go. I was living there. Why not?
Sure.
And after the Disney Concert Hall was built, they started doing their benefit concerts at the Disney Concert Hall. So I got to play on it a couple of times. And I have to tell you, you have to be very careful. It's pretty scary to play there because the acoustics are such that you can hear every instrument in the orchestra. That's how clear it is.
Wow.
So, yeah, there's no burying the sound. It is a little bit, you know?
You know, the reason my eyes went up when you said that was I went to the Hollywood Bowl for the first time 5 years ago, and I saw the improvements they did. I mean, not aesthetically, but musically. They put in some things overhead because... for the very same thing you're talking about.
Yeah. amphitheaters are notoriously bad for acoustics mm-hmm. because they're outdoors. You can't do much with that. And, yes, years ago they did put in those cylinders that go overhead inside the mm-hmm. bowl at the Hollywood Bowl. And you're right, they don't look great, but they improve the sound a lot.
From what I understand.
Yeah.
Now, one last question before we go to break. We mentioned the importance of the violin. Tell us how important it is, that bow.
Oh, yeah. So you had asked me if it would be hard to play on another violin. I would rather play on someone else's violin than with someone else's bow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd be fine with someone else's violin if I had my own bow.
Yeah.
I don't know why exactly. There's just more of a distinct feel to a bow, I think, than to the actual violin itself.
I would think the tactile sensation with the bow is much more personal than with the violin. I mean,
yes.
With the violin, obviously you're using your fingers, correct?
Yes.
But the bow, I mean, that is your performance tool there, right?
That's it. That's exactly
Indeed.
Right. Yeah.
We're talking to Vicki Paris-Goodman. Got more coming up, including about a controversial column that ran in the local paper a few months ago. Harumph, harumph. We'll be talking about that in just a moment. On today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live at KQNA.com.
Have you noticed the air is cleaner in northern Arizona? Let me tell you about Patriot Disposal's fleet of alternative fuel trucks. Patriot Disposal's research and development team has built and operates northern Arizona's only compressed natural gas fuel station and fleet of CNG trucks. These trucks do not use any diesel. Zero diesel. That reduces air and noise pollution. Call the only trash hauling service to bring this clean, quiet, and friendly technology to your neighborhood. Patriot Disposal. 775-9000 or 203-9995.
Buying a car from Lamb Nissan was by far the best car buying experience of our lives. My husband and I signed a purchase agreement with Lamb Nissan online, and the next day traveled from San Diego to the dealership in Prescott. Our experience with the entire staff was friendly and enjoyable. The process from searching online to parking the car in the driveway was flawless. Jenny from San Marcos, California.
I love that Mark was so helpful even after I changed plans on him three times. We even did a group text to keep each other informed. Love the excellent customer service and how much money I saved. Recommend this place? No doubt. Laura from El Paso, Texas.
So pleased to have had this great car buying experience and am super excited to drive our new vehicle, knowing we have the entire Nissan team there to support us. Queenie from Prescott.
We sure appreciate all our great customers here at Lamb Nissan. Come see why people come from California and Texas and all over to buy a car in Prescott. Lamb Nissan. We're here to serve. Go to lambnissan.com or call 928-717-2289.
Arizona Coyotes hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQA. Arizona Coyotes hockey is brought to you this season by Parshala Wood, Brown Bag Burger, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, and Cowboy Country Antiques.
He'll shoot! He scores!
The Arizona Coyotes visit the Vancouver Canucks live Sunday night at 8 on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQA.
Hey y'all, it's Rosie, and we're celebrating 30 years here at Rosie on the House.
Have you got a room in your home that could use a makeover? We'll have some do-it-yourself suggestions to improve a room's look that you can put together in just a weekend. Plus, tips on cleaning your carpet and tile floor, and any other home improvement questions you'll have. Give us a call. It's what we do to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130, KQNA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
It's 2:24. In just a few minutes, after the news with Link, we'll be talking to Lexi Niekamp about secrets of a soccer mom. In the meantime, a few more minutes with Vicki Paris-Goodman, including about a column that ran a few months ago in the Prescott Daily Courier by recurring columnist Will Williams. He titles it, "What's So Classic About Classical Music?" He says, "I don't understand why some people
people persist in liking classical music. I'm not one of them. Harumph, harumph. Now, Vicky, you've had a chance to look over this a little bit. He says things like, I have another contention with what is called classical music. How can we be expected to remember the classical classics when they slink around behind names such as Psalia and Fugue in C minor, Piano Concerto Number 2, and Gross Fuge? Oh, for heaven's sake. Humor me with this.
Well, I got a big laugh out of this column. Thank you very much for giving it to me. I needed a laugh today.
Well, and it is written in fun. Let's give Will the break there. I mean, he is writing it in fun.
You know, he knows so much about classical music. You wonder if he really doesn't like it or he just thought it would be a fun column to write if he pretended he didn't. Mm-hmm. And he does sound like quite the curmudgeon here. So it's so funny. He says, Beethoven, didn't you own a comb? You know? And he thinks that they should have had names for the pieces, like, what does he say here, Toad's First Date instead of Piano Concerto Number 2 in B-flat major.
Yeah. He also says, you can't just go to the theater to hear a classical piece of music. You have to know if you'll hear chamber music, an opera, a cantata, or an oratorio. You should also be aware that if a concerto is on the playbill, you'll experience an orchestra with a soloist. If you don't have any idea what you want to hear, you might try a fugue. And he is having fun with this.
Well, see, the part you just read is the part that makes me think he knows more about classical music than he lets on, and maybe he even likes it better than he says he does. My question to him after reading this basic bashing session of classical music is, mm-hmm. has the man never had a soul-renewing experience?
Well, he does wrap it up by saying, minimal classical music requirements are a white bow tie, black coat with tails, and a white peak vest over a white formal dress shirt. In other words, chafe city.
Yeah, I guess it's not too comfortable.
That's
you know,
true.
And the women, what does he say about the women? You know, the formal, he said something about the women wearing evening gowns or whatever.
Yeah, without feathers and sandals.
Without feathers and sandals. Yeah. Okay, so... You know, it's funny because when you go and hear a classical concert at Yavapai Performing Arts, and this is a very casual town, I think anybody who's here would know that. You see people, it runs the gamut. Some people do dress up for those concerts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And others don't, you know, and then there's everything in between. I kind of like the idea. I think going to a classical concert is an event, and part of the event is dressing up.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a matter of taste and personal style. But, you know, and classical music is an acquired taste for most people.
Yeah.
You know, I started playing violin at age 7, and I wasn't sure I liked the music I was playing because, you know, 7 years old and classical music.
Yeah.
But you start playing in the orchestra in school, and
mm-hmm.
then you get better and better, and you start thinking, you know, some of these pieces are really good. And then more of them you start appreciating. And then somewhere along the line, you just love it all.
And let's not forget that classical music's greatest contribution to popular culture was in sports, because every coach whose team is losing in the playoffs always has the same quote, the opera ain't over till a fat lady sings, which is still true.
That's
Vicky Paris Goodman, always great to have you aboard. We'll see you again, hopefully in a few weeks.
Yes.
Stay tuned because we've got news and weather with with me coming up. Old habits die hard, I'm telling you. So news and weather coming up in just a moment. Then we'll talk with Lexi Niekamp about secrets of a soccer mom on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world, KQNA.com.
James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Showers, dishes, laundry. What if you find yourself out of hot water? Well, that's where RED Plumbing comes in, and we'll get you back in hot water. RED Plumbing carries a huge selection of high-efficiency water heaters and recirculating systems backed by superior innovation. Gas, electric, or tankless water heaters. RED Plumbing has the right one for you. Give RED Plumbing a call today. 772-9296. That's 772-9296. Or find us online at redplumbinginc.com.
Everyone loves a cozy fire this time of year, but disposal of hot coals or ashes can turn into fires in your home, your trash cart, and in the city's collection trucks. To be safe, allow ashes and coals to cool for several days. Transfer them to a metal container and wet them down. On the day of your trash collection, place the closed metal container in your trash cart. For more information, call the Solid Waste Division at 777-1116.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon. Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Wednesday the 9th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach and Volk. A Salt River Police Department officer is hit by a car in Scottsdale and is killed. Officer Clayton Townsend had stopped the vehicle on the Loop 101 Tuesday night, and as he approached the car he'd pulled over, another vehicle hit him. Salt River Police Chief Carl Auerbach said the officer is survived by a wife and a 10-month-old child. The driver who hit him has been arrested after reportedly telling police he was texting while driving. Auerbach says it's always dangerous when officers do a traffic stop.
When you see our law enforcement officers on the side of the road conducting a traffic stop, please give them enough space. Pay attention while driving.
Governor Ducey overnight offered condolences, announcing that all state flags would fly today at half staff. Mostly sunny today, cooling toward your weekend with highs today, tomorrow, and Friday near 59, 56, and 53 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Chilling overnight with partly cloudy skies to about 34. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, up to a mostly sunny 63 today and Thursday, 59 Friday, with pre-dawn lows also around 34, a 20% chance for Saturday showers across your KQ&A weather map. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQ&A. Like us on Facebook. Check us out on your mobile device. Listen live worldwide at kqna.com. Q&A will continue after this.
This just in. Breaking news. The clowns in Phoenix have actually got it right. No collusion confusion here. Your year-end donation to Yavapai Exceptional Industries now is a tax credit. $400 singly, $800 filing jointly. An Arizona state tax credit for your year-end gift to Yavapai Exceptional Industries. www.yeiworks.com. Donate now button. Yavapai Exceptional Industries, 45 years in the Central Highlands of Arizona, supporting your neighbors with disabilities in the community and the economy. That's good news. 445-0991. Schedule the tour. It'll make your day. And that's good news every day. YEIWorks.com. Donate now. 445-0991. And that's good news every day.
Hi, folks. This is Danny Sampson. For the seventh time, Little Dealer Little Prices RV has won the top 50 award from RV Business Magazine. That's over three times more than any other dealer in Arizona. We are officially recognized as one of the best 50 dealerships to buy from in the United States and Canada. Right now, we have super low closeout pricing on all 2018 motorhomes, travel trailers, fifth wheels, folding trailers, and toy haulers. Come see the difference at Little Dealer Little Prices RV in Prescott Valley, Highway 69 in Truewood.
Drive away a winner this January at Cliff Castle Casino. We've got your keys to a brand new Kia Sorento. Earn entries all month for a chance to win cash prizes and a new car. Increase your chance of winning with bonus entries on Tuesdays. Keep the winning going with Friday night cash drawings from 6 to 10. Two people each hour will win a share of $3,000. Then on Thursday, January 31st, one lucky winner will drive away with a 2019 Kia Sorento. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for details. Cliff Castle Casino, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
Always great to have a friend in the house. We have Lexi Niekamp here. She is one of the stars of the upcoming Stage 2 production at the Prescott Center for the Arts of Secrets of a Soccer Mom. Now, this is something that kind of crept up on the radar here. We haven't heard a whole lot about Secrets of a Soccer Mom. So, Lexi, tell us what it's about.
Okay, so first of all, hi, everyone. second, Secrets of a Soccer Mom is a play, mainly drama, about three women who are playing a mother-son soccer game up against their sons. And pretty much it's really what goes on the sidelines. It's from their perspective and their point of view. And there's only three characters, so it's the three women, and we are the only ones on stage the entire time. So it's as if we yell at our sons to do certain things, but we're looking past you, mm-hmm. and so it looks like you're on the field, too, with us.
So the kids, the soccer players, the boys, are not on the stage.
No, that is correct.
It's just
yes.
The three moms.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, so it takes place from our sideline, and then... Like, throughout the story, each character has, like, a different change to help them realize based on their competitiveness and aggressiveness and when they're called out on it throughout the story that we are all missing some part of our adventure in life and the fact that we've kind of set everything else aside for our kids. And so it's a really cool thing also to talk about motherhood. There's a huge underlying thing about that, as well as there's a lot of comedy in it for
sure.
Motherhood.
I would imagine, too, that there's a small part of these mothers whose lives are being played out vicariously by their kids, right?
Exactly. Yeah, for a fact, yeah. For sure, I would think Nancy, who is the oldest mother of the group, her character definitely, for sure. She definitely lives through her children.
Now, I understand that the way the blurb about this on the... Playbill site says, it says three engaging women reluctantly take the field. They intend to let the children win, but things happen, don't they?
Yes, they do. Yes, we start off for sure wanting our children to win because it's just better if you have to go home with a child to let them
That's
win.
Happy.
If you live with a child, for sure.
Just don't let them know you let them win.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly. Yeah, and then... Obviously, throughout the play, little twists and turns change.
Mm-hmm. Now, you don't have kids of your own, right?
No, I do not.
But
I do,
But you do have 95 kids,
right?
Don't you?
Yes, exactly. Once a week for 45 minutes, uh-huh. When they're ready to listen and excited about dance, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yes, I do not have any personal children of my own. However, the other two actresses in the play do.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So let me ask you this. Now, your dance studio, the name of it is?
Lessons by Lexi Dance Studio.
And Lessons by Lexi has been around for how long?
It's going to be, we just hit 2.5 years. So it's going to be 3 years, June 1st.
So being around all these kids all the time, and these kids are of what age?
We start at... Right now, the youngest is 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have our oldest right now is 65 years old.
Oh, wow. So kids of all ages.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
So has this experience made you want to have kids or stay as far away from them as possible?
That's funny that you ask that because I personally, before I opened up the studio, I had always had dreams of having kids. The second I opened up the studio and I started meeting everyone's kids and, like, getting to be a part of their lives and impact them, I want to have kids even more now.
Really?
So, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so it was definitely, it's a different take, because a lot of people are like, oh, well, you work with kids every day, so you probably don't want kids. And it's actually the opposite. So,
you know, it's funny, because my older brother and his wife are both school teachers, and they never had kids because they have them during the school day.
Right.
And, you know, 25 different kids every hour. So,
right.
And they love kids, but they say, no, we have enough of it, you know, and that way we take our separate vacations and things like this, and, you know, kind of act like the childless couple. So,
right.
Take me back to the play here. Now, this is one of your rare plays, in your case, where you're not dancing and there's no choreography, correct?
That's correct.
That's going to make it feel just a little bit limiting.
Yes and no. You'd be surprised how much we move around. We are still in a soccer game, and we are still, it takes place on the field. So mm-hmm. we do have a grass field look, in the stage 2 Black Box Theater. Mm-hmm. However, it is a smaller space, so it's not a main stage show. It's strictly black box, which means it's more intimate setting.
To put it mildly.
Yes, exactly. So the movements that we have, they definitely don't limit us, but make us more aware of our surroundings, I guess, mm-hmm. when we're doing things.
Mm-hmm. So from an actress's point of view, you've played the main stage several times. Now you're doing a little black box theater. Is it a little distracting sometimes to have the audience literally within inches of you?
Sometimes it's definitely nerve-wracking, because they can see every single aspect of you. Mm-hmm. So it's funny that you say that, because in main stage, you have to make your expressions a lot bigger. And in black box, you just have to make sure that everyone sees your expressions. You mm-hmm. have to make sure you're turning around in a full yeah. circle every time your face moves or you say something different. So that's the difference between them. But yeah, definitely it can get nerve-wracking for sure if they're that close. Like, you can hear every single body breathing
oh, yeah.
in there.
Sure.
You can all feel each other's, like, energy. You can definitely feel if someone's, like, doesn't want to be there or wants to be there. So yeah, it's definitely been a challenge, but it's been fun.
Now, how many times have you been involved on stage at stage 2?
Okay, so this will be my third time in stage 2.
So let's go back to the first two.
Okay.
When you have a line that is supposed to get a reaction from the audience, can you hear the people gasping or see the jaws dropping or realize that line really hit?
Definitely. The first two, it really... So my most recent one was Lobby Hero. And
oh, okay.
If you've heard of that one, that's a huge drama.
I think
very
Kenneth
dramatic.
Morgan wrote that, if I remember correctly.
Yes, and I was the female cop. So I was the one cop out of a cast of the rest were guys.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a cast of 4. And there was a lot of cussing. Like, there was a lot of vulgar language. There was a lot of high-intensity scenes.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely, yeah, you can definitely feel the audience. You can hear them crying. So that definitely, like, will play into your emotionalness
wow.
of your roles. However, you have to keep your composure sometimes
oh, yeah.
because if someone starts crying in the room and then you start crying in the room, you're going to break character real
yeah.
quick.
Yeah, and breaking character is not quite like breaking the fourth wall.
No.
Breaking the fourth wall is intentional.
Exactly.
Breaking character is not, correct?
Right, that is... completely correct, yeah.
So tell me this. Yeah, you've done comedies, right?
Yes.
There's one of the oldest adages in showbiz is that dying is easy, comedy is hard. True?
Yeah, it is, actually. Now that I think about it, yeah, because everyone has a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that Secrets of a Soccer Mom really does try to portray. And we definitely portray that through each one of our characters. We even have, like, a huge underlying tone of perspective the entire time. And seeing it through each one of these soccer moms' eyes maybe can help other people see a different type of perspective that maybe they haven't been noticing to help their kids, too.
And I understand, too, that some of these lines are very funny.
Yes.
But they can be very sharp, too, right?
For sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about how you say it
mm-hmm.
and what your face looks like. And your body language, especially in stage 2, body language is huge.
Yeah.
Because if someone sees the back of you the entire time, they're not going to get the same mm-hmm. like laughter from it.
And if they see the front of you, it's like seeing you on a big video screen.
Exactly.
You're larger than life right
yeah.
there. Because they're seated
exactly.
and you're standing.
Right. And that's another thing is if we don't get that laugh that we want yeah. or that's been portrayed, we can't just let that sit with us. We have to keep going and keep that energy up. To keep working for that laugh.
You can't let the crickets...
exactly.
Yeah,
and even if you make eye contact with someone, you have to keep going.
Sure. The famous late comedian Joan Rivers did a wonderful documentary called Joan Rivers, A Piece of Work. And there's a scene they shot of her on stage doing her famous stand-up act. And she was very sharp. She was a equal opportunity offender. Let's put it that way. Nobody was immune from her jokes. And one man in the audience took offense at a joke she told, and she ripped him a new one in front of all these people.
Wow.
Essentially saying, look, I've seen you during this show. You've been laughing at every other joke I've told. Now it's your turn, because every time a comedian tells a joke, somebody somewhere is going to be offended.
Mm-hmm.
The trick is to realize that your turn will come around and just go with the flow. Sound
exactly.
good?
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, mm-hmm. and that's a huge thing. I definitely think it's harder as a patron in the audience to like think like be aware of yourself and your yeah. own laughter and everything
sure.
like that, as well as like taking things to offense. But definitely, yeah, there's definitely some deep emotional things in here that people will definitely be able to relate to, mm-hmm. and I'm very interested to see what our audience reactions are to this.
Yeah, and when is the show?
So we open on next Thursday, January 17th, and then we run until February 3rd.
Mm-hmm. Now, are these Thursday, Friday, Saturday evenings and a Sunday matinee?
Yes, that is correct, yep.
Now, you're also doing choreography for an upcoming show at the main stage, right?
Yes, I am. So currently I'm working on Peter and the Starcatcher for PCA's main stage.
Roughly how many people are you working with on that?
That one has a cast of about 12 to 13. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty small cast for main stage. However, it's all named characters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, when you're doing the choreography for a show, how familiar should your cast be with the moves? Do you ever get somebody who's never done a musical before and you've got to teach them from scratch?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. We definitely always have at least one person who hasn't done a musical before in the musical. But that's what makes it magical, because everyone's working together no matter what level they're on. And that's something that I try to like portray definitely like in my choreography and let them be aware of as they're learning their choreography, not think of, well, I know how to dance and you don't know how to dance, so I'm not going to stand by you. More like helping each other out, because you become a family with every
yeah.
single show you do. So,
you know, on yesterday's show, I interviewed Karen Russell from Mountain Valley Regional Rehabilitation Hospital, and she's doing a special program called Fall Proof. It's all about maintaining your balance, your reflexes, things like this, all of which are paramount for a dancer, right?
That's
which
cool,
Karen
yeah.
Russell used to be for many years. And I was thinking, you know, with what you teach, with the choreography and the dance steps and things like this, I would think anybody who's involved in any sport could benefit from the dance lessons.
Yes, for sure. Literally, yeah, anything. Balance-wise, for sure. Even just walking on, like, parking lot curbs is, like, a great balance helper
mm-hmm.
For anything for everyday life. Funny that you say that, because this morning, I know I'm saying this on air, but this morning, I fell down the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I hit pretty hard, like... And I hit my tailbone, and like, but my balance and everything, like from dancing, has like helped me just get back on the horse. Like
mm-hmm.
I snapped back real fast. But it was like one of those things where it was like, I thought to myself, what if I haven't done sports before or danced? Like, thank God for soccer, volleyball, and dance, because
sure.
I wouldn't have been able to get back up that fast.
And you knew how to fall, didn't you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
One
of our former promotions people here, Britt, did a fall like that one day, and she popped right up and did a curtsy.
Right. Yeah.
Thank
exactly.
you, everyone.
Yep.
That was all planned.
Right. Thank
you
for coming.
Much.
Yep.
Yeah.
Drive safe.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And for my next magical trick.
Right.
Indeed. So, what kinds of long term plans do you have for yourself?
So, me personally.
Yeah.
Okay. Me personally. Personally, right now I am currently in the works of running for Miss Yavapai County.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for you.
So that's really exciting. That's something I'm working on right now, as well as I'm working on choreography for The Wizard of Oz. That's going to be at the Elks coming up. And then from there, I would like to continue to get my master's in dance therapy, nice. As well as physical therapy too. Mm-hmm. And then start to travel with that to help open up other dance studios to make it more affordable in other counties and communities, mm-hmm. and so on and so forth.
Now, when you were just a little girl, if a music video came on TV or something, I bet you started dancing right to the video, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Easily. Yeah. Yep, for sure.
Yeah. And when you're shopping with mom in a dress store and a song comes over the PA, you start dancing too.
Oh, yeah. Even in the grocery store, I was definitely that child doing mm-hmm. cartwheels down the frozen food aisle. And my mom sure. was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. And just, yeah, stopping in the middle of Target. And, yeah.
Now, were you involved in any kind of athletics?
Yes. So volleyball and soccer have mm-hmm. been, like, my heart and soul for sports. Currently, I have found a new love for basketball since I'm part of the NAZ Suns hype crew now.
Nice. Now, repeat that because people who go to Suns games will be looking for you.
Right. So I am a hype girl. I'm part of the hype crew. So we're the cheerleaders pretty much for the NAZ Suns. And that's the basketball team here in Prescott Valley.
Mm-hmm. So with the dance school, with this, with the play and the choreography, when do you sleep?
That's a good question. I'll let you know when I figure out that answer.
Oh, when you fall asleep someday.
Right, exactly, yeah.
So if people want to book you for your dance studio, how do they contact you?
So you can call me at 928-642-0345, or even just check out my Facebook page, Lessons by Lexi Dance Studio.
And that is Lexi Niekamp. Say hello to your mom for me.
Of course, will do. Thank you so much for having me.
And thanks for joining us on Q&A. Stay tuned. I've got tomorrow's guests and some final thoughts coming up on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live around the world at KQNA.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY. Do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT. Real protection.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because Lowe's makes it easy to save big on building materials to finish any job. Need to stock up on water heaters? Save 5% on select A. O. Smith water heaters when you buy three or more of the same model. Plus, save 5% on eligible purchases every day when you use your Lowe's business credit account. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. While supplies last, credit offer subject to credit approval. Can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply, U.S. only.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, since it's early January, almost mid-January, you hear talk about the best movies of the year, and the Oscar nominations are coming up, and the Golden Globes were just the other day. So let's take a look at what Entertainment Weekly calls the 10 best movies of the year. They have two different lead critics. We'll start with the predictions from, selections from Chris Nashawaty. He says the number 10 best film of the year was Mandy with Nicolas Cage, and the less I say about that, the better. Number 9, Green Book with Mahershala Ali and Viggo Mortensen. Number 8, First Man, the NASA film with Ryan Gosling. Number 7, Sorry to Bother You, directed by Boots Riley, about the telemarketer who adopts his white voice to success. Number 6, Tom Cruise, Mission Impossible Fallout. Number 5, Paddington 2. Number 4, Best Film of the Year, Elsie Fisher in Eighth Grade. Number 3, the Fred Rogers picture, Won't You Be My Neighbor. Number 2, the Mexican film, black and white movie, in fact, Roma. And Chris Nashawaty's number 1 pick for the year, his best film was The Favorite with Scottsdale's very own Emma Stone. And the other critic is Leah Greenblatt. She thinks the number 10 best film of the year was The Guilty. Number 9, Free Solo. That was the documentary about the raw rock climber who ascends Half Dome in Yosemite. Number 8, the really, really freaky horror film, Hereditary. Number 7, Burning. Number 6, best film, Green Book. Number 5, Lean on Pete. Number 4, Annihilation, the Natalie Portman film. Number 3, Black Panther, which I believe was the top grossing film of the entire year worldwide. Number 2 and number 1, the same as the other critic. Number 2 is Roma. Number 1 is The Favorite. So both of these critics for Entertainment Weekly picked Roma number 2 and The Favorite as their best film of the year. I just saw it last week. I wouldn't agree, but then again, I'm not really into that kind of period piece, though it was done rather artfully. Pretty hard not to agree with that. In the meantime, we have another great show coming your way tomorrow. Oh, before we get to that, though, don't forget the tribute concerts coming to the Elks Theater. This Friday night, it's the tribute to Roy Orbison. And then Saturday, a true comedy genius. I've seen this guy twice. His name is Mark Cordes. He calls himself the Spouse Whisperer. If you have ever searched for humor or meaning in a relationship, you have to see Mark Cordes. He will be at the Elks Theater Saturday night at 7 o'clock. And then the Neil Diamond tribute comes up next Friday, the 18th, and on Friday, the 25th, it's the tribute to Linda Ronstadt. Be sure to stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3, and then Talk of the Town Prescott at coming your way at 4 o'clock. Join me here tomorrow when my guest is Prescott Valley Economic Development Director Ben Hooper. That is Q&A tomorrow at 2 o'clock, when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.